Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
I will tell you who else does it right every night and every day, and that's 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, the place to be for everything sports.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? 24 Seconds has many local craft beers such as Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus many craft beers as well, Mark.
And the March of Madness and Madness of March continues because we got the big Final Four weekend. Guess where to go for the big Final Four weekend, Rob? It would be 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley.
You don't have to tell me. I was there Sunday to watch Michigan and Kentucky. I was there.
I called you and I could barely hear you. You had to go outside. It was so loud in that place.
I'm sure was.
I'm telling you that's the place because the peoples are there. And they got great drink specials all day, every day during the tournament.
They also, Mark, have knockout food specials like their homemade mac and cheese or their blackened tilapia.
It's how sports were meant to be viewed. Our guy, Bob, you go to 24 Seconds. I'd be stunned if you'd anything but an awesome time. 24 Seconds in Berkeley. Check them out at 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Cha.
Go get 24 Second. All right, now it's time for a sports wrap. His name is the man, Mark Wilson, and it is brought to you by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile and Outer Drive.
Here we go. Nothing really cooking tonight locally. Tigers with the traditional day after opening day off. Back at Comerica versus Kansas City tomorrow. 108 start. Will not be 55 degrees. Will not be the 60 we hit today. Max Scherzer in his first start of the year. So is Jason Vargas for the Royals. Wings and Pistons both off. Bruins are at Joe Louis tomorrow. Pistons will play at Indiana. Just a few games left to go on that NBA schedule. That's the good news. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, Joe Johnson has 11 of the Nets' first 21 points. It's 21-17, Nets over the Rockets at Barclays. Just getting started, Golden State at Dallas. NHL scores, Devils over the Sabres late second. Ditto for the Flames, Leafs late second at least, 1-1 in that game. Islanders lead the Panthers 2-1. Hurricanes over the Penguins 3-1. Lindholm with 2 goals, he's got 8 in the season. Stars over the Caps, 3-0 second. B-Jacks, Wings are locked watching this one as they continue to hang on to that 7th playoff spot. But Columbus is right there. 2-0 over the Avs right now in the second in Columbus at Nationwide. Canadians lead the Lightning down in Tampa, 1-0 second. No score early, Flyers and Blues in St. Louis. Baseball Tuesday, American League. Astros still lead the Yankees 6-0 now in the 4th inning. Blue Jays over the Rays 4-0 in the 4th. 2 others start after 10. National League, Yasiel Puig with his first homer of the season. Dodgers lead the Padres 3-1 5th. Rockies and Marlins now tied at 2 in the 6th. Gomez is first for the Brewers, 1-0 over Atlanta in the 2nd. Giants and D-backs will go in about an hour from now. One interleague game, Prince Fielder 2nd with Texas. No score, Phillies and the Rangers in the, as I mentioned, 2nd inning. College hoops, NIT semis in New York City. Larry Brown trying to get his SMU Mustangs into the NIT championship game. They trail Clemson in the second half, 45-42. The winner will play the winner of Minnesota and Florida State. That game to follow about 20 to a half an hour following the Mustangs and the Tigers. Again, FSU and Minnesota coming up later at Madison Square Garden. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. April Fool's Day 2014. Happy April Fools and welcome to it. We're halfway through Sports Night with Parker the Man. We got a little trash talking business to take care of at 9. But you were kind of railing on baseball for making their own problems, seemingly making their own bed. And that's kind of been their issue for most of their career history, I think.
I think so.
Look back at it.
And I'm not saying it's okay. You put in rules, Mark, I get it. But it just amazes me that the disconnect. Mark, when did baseball have these eye-popping attendance? McGuire and Sosa, right?
They said it brought baseball back following the strike of 94.
Numbers. Baseball, Mark, in the last, and I might be off a year or two, in the last 8 years, so this during the whole steroid era or last, five of their five top attendance years have come within the last 8 or 9.
You seem to, whenever we bring this topic up, we have to go back 6 years now. We haven't done this in 6 years. We did it on a podcast maybe sometime when we started the podcast last fall. Why do you get almost offended by the way things are talked about in the baseball world modern day?
Because I think that people have no idea. I think there's a fallacy out there about baseball. And Mark, like this.
I mean,
whole,
you
I'm a baseball guy.
In theory, it would be like you and Costas would be holding the banner for the game.
You know, let me tell you, if they told me tomorrow, you could be the commissioner of baseball.
Are you leaving them? Mark, what would the show be called?
It would be called The Man Show.
No, it would be called The Commissioner of the Man.
Commissioner of the Man. There you go. Because you know, Mark, I would take that job. I love baseball more than anything. Why'd you apply for it?
They don't have one yet, right? Bud's going away next year.
Well, isn't it the other guy who's already, what's his name, Manfred already?
He stinks. You don't want him.
Right.
He's still stealing.
Dave Dombrowski's name still comes up, but
Dave Dombrowski's not going to be the commissioner of baseball.
I don't think so either, Mark. I think you're right.
But I don't think it's for a lack that Dave couldn't do it. I just don't think that's his gig.
I'm just offended about this whole, the bashing of the game, Mark. It's never been healthier. Look at the contracts. Look at the attendance numbers. You think baseball was the golden age in the 50s? Mark, it's not even close.
I will tell you this.
It's not even close.
Hold on. Let me tell you this. Let me interrupt you on this. This is the 20th anniversary of the strike. This was August 11th, 1994. Everybody walked away from the game. And I remember Bob Rathbun. Our buddy Bob Rathbun, it was a great era. That was Rick Riz and Bob Rathbun doing Tiger games. And Bob Rathbun, with his big satchel of notes, on August 11th, I talked to two people about this game. Mike Henneman, who was the Tigers player representative.
He was closer, right?
And big-time closer. And Rathbun. And Mike Henneman said, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where we're headed.
Might have just killed the game, right? Might never be the same, right?
They won't talk to us. They won't deal with us. Screw them, we're out. There was never a thought that August 12th would be around in baseball. There was no plan for an August 12th. On August 11th, it was freaky. It was weird. We were at Tiger Stadium.
It was bad. I remember it.
Montreal Expos were in first place in the National League. Killed them, you know, because they never got a chance to move forward after that. If you look back to see what happened in 94, but the weirdest day was everybody walked out of that game at Tiger Stadium, and we didn't know when we were coming back. The first time in baseball history that you didn't really know. I mean, you figured it would be back. We'll be back.
Yeah, but it was damaged.
We'll be back.
Because the World Series was skipped.
We didn't know that yet.
Right.
So now the time went on. September came, and Selig finally, he's only a couple of years into his tenure as commissioner following the Bart Giamatti, Faye Vincent era. And after Peter Ueberroth, and Selig doesn't know what he's doing, and he says, well, no World Series. Okay. And I guess he was probably, looking back, it didn't kill it. So it was probably the right thing to do because they had no idea.
But now they've had, what, 22 years of labor peace or whatever? It's like a long time.
But don't forget, they came back in 95 with replacement baseball. Sparky wouldn't manage that. I'm telling you, baseball was in an absolute uproar.
Which I agree with Sparky. I thought, you know what? They wouldn't allow Mark. They wouldn't allow their top prospects to be tainted on those teams. You remember that? He said tainted.
Yes.
They wouldn't. So, if you're not going to do that to your top prospect and make them play, right, the minor leaguers, then why would you have a Hall of Fame manager, Sparky Anderson, have to deal with
that? As we get closer to the anniversary, because I covered that whole thing. You did, too. And it was really quite the event. When you look back on what took place, I actually feel privileged to have been in Lakeland for two different spring trainings in 95. And to be there, standing next to Sparky with the circle of smoke around his head, he was smoking a pipe, when he said, I will not manage these people. I will not hurt the integrity, just like that. I will not hurt the integrity of this game. That is something I am not willing to do. And Mike Ilitch said, Sparky, walk out, go. Go. You're not being fired. And he left. And Sparky didn't care if he got fired. In fact, I'll give you a Wilson's trivial just to see if you know it, Rob.
That's what the nail, Mark Wilson, because?
And the reason it's so damn trivial, but because I'm doing this is because this is where baseball, I thought, was at its low point. Because we didn't know what was going to happen. Who was the manager of the Detroit Tigers when Sparky walked away?
I know.
Who did they name? Do you know?
Yep.
You do.
You can't believe I know, do you?
I'm a little surprised because no one remembers this anymore.
Yep.
It's hard to look this up.
I know who he is.
Because, of course, it's not anywhere.
Tom Runnels.
Who's now the bench coach, I think, for Walt Weiss in Colorado.
Yep, Tom Runnels.
He's still in baseball. I'll never forget asking Tom Runnels, so you want Sparky's job, right? And he just hit the laugh track there. Started laughing incessantly because he said, no, I'm not here to take Sparky's gig. I'm just here to be a good company guy.
Yeah, but Mike Ilitch held that against Sparky, and that was one of the worst things that's ever happened.
Yeah, but you know what? Ilitch did say that he didn't want any trouble. So he said, go. Goodbye.
No, he held it against him.
2 years into his
Mark,
tenure.
They retired his number. Remember the whole ceremony and all that, the way it went?
Well, there was other stuff that he held against Sparky.
It was bad.
Sparky came back, did manage in 95, then Buddy Bell came in 96. But that's 20 years ago. And if you look today, fast forward to 2014, after the supposed scandal of the century and steroids, and then, you know, you're right. They're all filled up, baby. Every opening day is filled up. Ceremonies, it looks great. People are even filling the place in Houston today for the Astros-Yankees game. And with the exception of a couple of franchises, Astros and...
Yeah, but that's in any sport. That's the NFL, right?
I know.
Jacksonville, can they sell tickets?
No, I'm saying. With the exception of a couple of franchises. No, by the way, when the Montreal Expos left Montreal, give me another franchise who's dying to leave their city. Nobody. Baseball, over their dead body, would have a franchise leave some city.
And baseball didn't want Montreal to leave. They did all they could, Mark, but they just...
But, Rob, that management team was so screwed up from the Bronfman's on down ever since.
It was bad.
It was terrible. They had a terrible stadium. That Olympic Stadium was awful.
Mark, remember, now, I covered the Cincinnati Reds during that time. We used to go to Montreal, and it was bad place to watch a
game. They played a baseball game where Bruce Jenner won a gold medal.
Yep.
That's where their baseball games were played, where Jenner won his decathlon in 76.
Not good.
Not good. And the old place, Le Parc Jarry. Had you ever been to Jerry Park?
No, I know where it was. I mean, I know.
Dude, it was barely held together with, sticks and mortar.
And tape?
Tape would have been too expensive. So that's really the only franchise since the Seattle Pilots back in, left it. And the next year, Seattle wanted baseball back. And they got it in 77 when the Mariners came.
248-848-1130. Just curious, fans. You care, you don't care. I just think baseball has a disconnect with its fans. I don't think the players, the fans hold it against the players as much as baseball does. I really don't. I think fans, Johnny Peralta, right? Came back with Tigers. Nelson Cruz last year. Mark, even last year, the fans at the Yankees, and a lot of people don't like A-Rod just because of all the money and all that, and there's a lot of other reasons. But when he got drilled in Boston by Dempster, did you see when he first came back at Yankee Stadium? They cheered him.
He's never been booed in New York like I thought he would.
He wasn't. Am I right?
And he could be an absolute you-know-what.
He could be a guy that he didn't get booed like that, man. I think once you wear a team's uniform, Barry Bonds was the same way. He might have been public enemy number one. In San Francisco, they revered him. Mark, was there an empty seat for Barry Bonds during the time he played there? Empty seat. People weren't saying, I'm not going to watch that guy. He's juiced. He's this. He's that. Are you kidding?
Rob, I'll tell you, to this day, the only guys that get booed at home are guys who don't perform. It's not about performance enhancing.
It's about performing.
It's about performing, not performance enhancing.
The Ryan Braun thing yesterday, if you're Bud Selig and you watch that, what do you think his response was?
Oops. All right, don't forget, coming up at 9. Yeah. Hello, Gary. Hello. 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 Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob and Mark, back on the Fan, Detroit's 1130 WDFN.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
What time we got here? What time? Where are we going, babe? 8:54 on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Trash talking coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. Oh, I know you're ready to go. I know you want to do it. I got some stuff. I bet Rob better have his, too.
All right, telephone number 248-848-1130.
Oh, what are we doing? Taking him?
Yep.
Brock, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Hi, Brock.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
Man, we're doing great.
Glad to hear y'all back on the radio.
Man, thanks so much, Brock.
I used to call y'all all the time when y'all were up the dial on the AM.
I remember your name, Brock.
Yeah, I used to call. I had won something from the place on off of 75. I think it was called Noodles or something.
Boodles. Great restaurant, right?
Brock, I was just at Boodles on Saturday. It was unbelievable. It was un-Boodle-weavable. I'm telling you, I was at Boodle's. We had a big crowd. We had a great time. We spent a lot of dough because it was good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all back on, so y'all will be hearing from me more.
I love it. Appreciate I remember Brock when he called.
But the reason I was calling, fellas, is it's funny to me when I hear people talk about baseball, and I know you'll probably agree with this, Rob. With the steroid era, it was just what it is. It was an era. And we try to say these guys shouldn't get into the Hall, and it was the worst thing for baseball. But yet, in the same breath, for the first, what, from the 1900s till Jackie Robinson played, nobody says that anything about those records when it was just all white guys playing.
Right. I always say that. I said, nobody, you know what you do? You accept it. It was the segregation era.
Right.
You don't discount Babe Ruth's numbers, even though he never played against black or Hispanic players. You just accept it.
Right. And that's how I feel that the game should be, is you accept it for the era, but to say this guy wouldn't have did this or that. I mean, how do I know that Satchel Paige wouldn't have been the greatest?
Exactly.
Ever, or
and let me give you
Papa Bell.
And let me give you another one. How about this? How about Tony La Russa gets into the Hall of Fame? Give me his two biggest players that helped him win championships.
Mark McGwire is one, and Albert Pujols, right?
No.
Jose Canseco.
Thank you. So, yeah. So you're discounting what they
Pujols
did.
Albert Pujols is another one. I guess we have to throw
stop.
Him in.
No, Mark, stop.
No, but he is another one that helped La Russa get a championship.
No, I know, but I'm talking about you
with
know
the
like,
Oakland
with,
A's.
Right, but I'm talking yeah. about. I'm saying. But La Russa gets in no problem. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yet
the players are tainted. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And I just think that a lot of the – and not you, Rob, because I hear you talk about it all the time, but a lot of these baseball writers sit on this holier-than-thou.
Yes.
This holier-than-thou type of mountain. And, oh, this was just the worst thing for the game. And all I sit back and say is, when will somebody say, well, what about Babe Ruth? Did he face anybody that was black? How do we know he would have been the greatest hitter ever? Or what about Lou Gehrig and
right.
all these other guys? They just played in the segregation era, and nobody sits and complains about it. We just knew that was an era of baseball.
Hey, Brock, since we haven't talked in a long time, I invite you to read the article. I have not said it yet on DFN, from May 3rd, 2005, in which Tom House admits that baseball players in the 60s and 70s were all roided up. They took amphetamines, but House himself took steroids in the Atlanta Braves clubhouse.
Steroids are not new, Mark.
Wink, wink. Without saying the names that you know I'm talking about, might have done steroids too. I think baseball has failed to follow up on that story. You can read it. It's only one story. It was from USA Today through the San Francisco Chronicle. There was never a follow-up, and baseball never addressed it. May 3rd, 2005. What?
Well, who's that by, Mark?
Tom House, the former pitcher who caught.
Just Google Tom House and steroid use.
He's the guy that caught Hank Aaron's famous 714th home run ball or 15th in the bullpen.
All right, I'm going to check that out. But like I said, it was good hearing from you guys. And I heard y'all talking about golf earlier. Hey, Rob, ask me if when is Daly going to win an event this year?
All right. When will John Daly? When will John Daly win an event this year?
Not yet.
No, come on, Rob. Come on.
I love that.
Actually, I think no answer. Rob is the answer. I think the better question would have been: will John Daly win an event anytime soon? And then what do you do?
Not this year.
All right. We're going to hit the 9 o'clock hour. We got a special guest, we hope, coming on. We're going to give you some info there. And also, don't forget what it is. Gary, if you will, please. Thank you very much.
Take out the papers in the trash. Oh, you don't get no fish in cash. You better watch that kitchen floor. Oh, you ain't rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Little trash talking coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. But first, it's no secret, you know this, that the crater season is well upon us. Not just spring, but potholes, craters. They look like meteors. They look like swimming pools in your roads. They result in broken ball joints and tie rods. Yeah, the car gets hit. Front wheels out of alignment and so on, like it literally gets hit. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to these hyenas crimes, Rob loves that, hyenas crimes.
I love that. You're right.
That was in My Cousin Vinny. Remember the guy says hyenas. Take your car, truck, or van to Mike and the great pros at Expert, that's Xpert, Car Care.
But Mark, though, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town, and you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert, that's Xpert, Car Care. does everything, services everything in your vehicle, top to bottom. I mean, you know, front to back, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And be sure to mention the two lovelies that you're watching right now on ParkerTheMan.com.
Is that right? Us, Parker and the Man, Mark? And let me tell you something.
I'm posing for the camera now.
If you mention us, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings right then and there, passed on to you. Expert Car Care has locations 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, Mike and Company, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Parker the Man, back on the Fan, 9 o'clock hour. Little trash talk and Twitter Tuesday on Detroit's 1130 WDFN.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.